The girl on the train is Emily Blunt, literally playing a voyeur on wheels in the movie adapted from the bestseller by Paula Hawkins. With the setting shifted from the book's London to downstate New York, the central character is a hard drinker compelled to spy on her ex, his former mistress, and their baby, which she does twice daily from a commuter train that passes by their house, where she used to live. From her seat, she also looks in on another couple. That's where the story's mystery eventually kicks in, since she comes to believe something very bad has happened to that wife, played by Haley Bennett. But is that actually the fact, or is it a result of the drinking? If the girl on the train makes you think of Gone Girl, you won't be alone. The decidedly glum result here is shakier, but not by any fault of star Blunt. She's a terrific choice for the central role, and she's backed by a generally fine cast, most notably the ever-reliable Allison Janney as a police detective. The girl on the train never goes off the tracks completely, but it's also not an entirely smooth journey. The film is rated R. I'm Jay Bobbin, and this is your Exit to the Movies.